As industry and towns grew in Wales, so for the first time did English appreciation of the Welsh landscape and culture. Tourists began to come to Wales.
Prior to about the 1760s, a number of English people go to Wales, and they have one reason for going there, which is they've done something really bad in England. They've spent all their money, and their relatives want to dump them somewhere cheap and out of the way. And that's the reason English people go to Wales. It's very few people go to Wales by choice, and if they do, it's certainly not because anything really Wales has to offer particularly. They might go out of curiosity. And there are some people who go there almost as if they're visiting a zoo. No sane person would go to Wales for anything Wales had to offer in the way of scenery. This changes radically in the 1760s.
Ever charming, ever new. When will the landscape tire the view? The fountains fall, the rivers flow, the woody valleys warm and low.
You get the growth of a new fashion, a new approach, which initially is called the picturesque. Later is called the romantic movement. It grows out of that.
The windy summit, wild and high, roughly rushing on the sky. The pleasant seat, the ruined tower, the naked rock, the shady bower.
The woods which adorn these beautiful scenes about Dunever, our castle, and which are clumped with great beauty, consist chiefly of the finest oak. The picturesque scenes which this place affords are numerous. Wherever the castle appears, and it appears almost everywhere, a landscape of purely picturesque is generally presented.